Tougher on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, a little chilly out there, but we're warming up for the rest of the week, as you just heard. Right now it's time for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Lindsay, I can't pull up Google Conversation.
Oh, okay, I'll bring it back to you. We're going to start with baseball.
All right, let's start with baseball and Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. Absolutely. Mike Schilt of the Cardinals named National League Manager of the Year yesterday, largely for the Cardinals' strong showing in the second half of the season and for ending their postseason drought by winning the National League Central. He becomes the first manager of the year who never played professional baseball at any level, and the team recently rewarded him with a contract extension through 2022. This award's always interesting. All the postseason awards are kind of interesting because the voting takes place before the postseason is played, and we tend to remember all the baseball, and the voting only considers what happened during the regular season. It would be probably hard not to give it to Davey Martinez of the Washington Nationals if the playoffs and the World Series were included, since they won it all, but that's not the way it works. And in fact, Craig Counsell of the Milwaukee Brewers actually received more first-place votes than Mike Schilt. But Mike Schilt having success kind of shows that a resume that, you know, includes previous major league managerial experience is sometimes overrated. If you've been around the game for years and years, like Mike Schilt has been, and if you can communicate to players and to the front office, and then more importantly, if your players deliver, I mean, you can be the smartest guy in the world and the best communicator in the world. If your players go out there and fall on their face, you not only won't be the manager of the year, you probably end up getting fired. But if you can communicate and if you've been around the game and paid attention, you can be a very good manager. That's why I think new Cubs manager David Ross has every chance to succeed, too. In the American League, Rocco Baldelli of the Minnesota Twins was named manager of the year in that league. They definitely had an amazing year, and he got the nod over Aaron Boone of the Yankees, who I thought did an even better job given the incredible number of injuries they dealt with. Also in baseball, the Angels have hired former Cardinal manager Tony La Russa as senior advisor of baseball operations. That means he will be working closely with the Angels' new manager, Joe Maddon. And finally, the Cardinals are bringing back 38-year-old starting pitcher Adam Wainwright on a one-year deal. It makes total sense for the team and for the player. He had a terrific year, was really strong in the postseason. Clearly, there's still some gas left in the tank. And Cardinal fans will be delighted to see him back for at least one more year.
No doubt about it. All right, college basketball on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
Tune in to Byers & Company Monday, November 18th for a grand opening celebration at the brand new Hickory Point Bank location at 165 West Weaver Road in Forsyth. Along with enhanced services and innovative technology, Hickory Point Bank understands the banking needs of customers today and in the future. And by choosing to invest in a permanent and convenient location, Hickory Point Bank affirms its commitment to customers who live in Forsyth as well as the greater Decatur community. Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, college basketball.
We had the country's first full-blown shocker last night when the unranked Evansville Purple Aces upset number one-ranked Kentucky 67-64 on Kentucky's home floor in Lexington, Kentucky. It was interesting. I was reading a story yesterday. Kentucky took over the number one ranking, and it said, just be prepared for Kentucky to be around at number one for a long time. They're not going to lose for a long time. They lost the next day. Stunning, really, because Kentucky is loaded, as always, and who knows, they may well go on to win a national championship. But last night, Evansville made it happen, and they won when a last-second three-pointer that could have tied the game missed. Two interesting notes. The Evansville head coach is Walter McCarty. He played for Kentucky and won a national title with Kentucky in 1996. This is his second year coaching Evansville. Evansville is his hometown. And number two, Evansville is probably best known for, unfortunately, tragedy. Their team plane crashed taking off from the airport in Evansville, Indiana in 1977. Everyone on board, players, coaches, support staff, and crew died. One player was not able to attend the game and missed that flight. But not long after the plane crash, he and his brother died in a car wreck. The city and the campus rallied behind that program, and they fielded a team the next year. They did not miss a year. That was 42 years ago, and I'm sure that those who are old enough to remember that and have lived through some of that journey, if you were particularly from the Evansville area, and know what that school and that basketball program have been through, I bet last night was pretty emotional for them. Illinois is off this week. They return to action on Monday when they host Hawaii at the State Farm Center.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day, and we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. By the way, that name goes back to the 1920s when a local sports writer and a game story of the men's basketball team said they played like aces. That's how the Purple Aces.